Men of God, arise as a PPK, priest, prophet, and king. The priest in you will bring the needs of your family and community to God. The prophet declares the word of God over his family. The king in you governs over all that God has entrusted you with. Join me, Apostle Gerald Benton, as I encourage, lead, and teach men to walk in their God-given kingdom role as a priest, prophet, and king. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Guess whenever you actually see this broadcast. Yes, it is Wednesday, Winning Wednesday. Some of you have gotten a little weary. Kind of getting a little tired. Because it's the middle of the week. The enemy try to hit you hard at the beginning of the week. He try to slow you down, try to slow down your momentum. He's trying to literally deplete your strength. My God. But as you can see the title, be strong. Be strong. Here's the scripture that we need to stand on right now. Ephesians 6 and 10. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Come on now. Now, when you find yourself trying to do it on your own, it's like I tell my players, it's 11 people on the field. I do football. We can do basketball, 5 people on the court. So when you try to do it all by yourself, by the time you get to, I don't even know, let's just say 3-4 minutes into the game, you're tired because you're trying to do things in your own nature and you're not trying to depend or allow the other members of your team to actually assist you. So you always, you get tired, you fatigue, you don't have no energy. Now you mad, now you grumpy, now you irritable. You don't want to talk to nobody. You don't want to be a teammate. Come on now, come on. You feeling like you've been doing everything on your own. You feeling like I go to work and she don't do this or he don't do that or this or that or this or that. You've been trying to do this stuff on your own. In your own might, in your own power. You're not leaning, relying, and trusting in God and his strength. Come on. Because it says in Ephesians 10, it says, finally be strong in the Lord. Listen, in the Lord, not in Gerald, not in you, put your name in it, not in you, but it's in the Lord. When you a scripture states also that when we are weak, he is strong. When we are weak, he is strong. So you can go to every scripture and find a scripture that helps you with your weak moments, with your fatigued place. Listen, come on. Listen, the enemy is always trying to literally, he can't stop you. So he tries to distract you. He tries to slow you down. How does he slow you down? What are the tactics that he's using? Because as a coach, we evaluate the tactics that the enemy uses. If one team is running the same play because it's working, why wouldn't he run the same play again? Until you stop it. Stop being on the defense and let's be on the offense. So now you already know that Wednesday is a day that now society calls it hump day. So now I'm at hump day or I'm at the midweek. So now the enemy has already hit me on Monday and Tuesday. So now on Wednesday, I'm waking up. I'm dreading going to work. I don't feel like going to work. I don't really feel like dealing with people. I don't feel like doing it. Now you already know that the enemy is doing this. So now let's wake up and go to these scriptures. Oh, today I'm going to be strong in the Lord, huh? And I'm operating in his mighty power. No, not my mighty power. It's his mighty power that's going to work inside of me. You know why? Because I got Jesus inside of me. You know why? That's what I'm standing on. He's my rock. He's my strong tower. He's the one I lean, rely, and trust in. He's the one that's going to get me through this day. Because this day, I'm going to get better. This day, I'm going to win. This day, Listen, I'm not in this. We're not in this to lose every day. We're not in. Yes, we might take a bump. We might take a penalty. We might fall down. But my God, let's get back up. And when we get back up, you get back up with the mindset of, oh, I know why I failed. So now I ain't doing that no more. Now I got to get my mind right to go further. I got to get my mind right to get win. This is the day that this enemy has been trying to do. He's been trying to torment me on this Wednesday. But I understand that this is the day that the Lord has made. I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. So I ain't gonna be intimidated by waking up and going to work. I ain't gonna be intimidated and going in and being a son and a daughter of God. I don't know who I'm talking to, but I pray that today we get this understanding that it's not in you. It's in the Christ that lives in you. It's the Christ that lives in you that gives you the ability to do the things you do. I had to learn that the hard way. I don't need you to learn it the hard way. I need you to take heed. When somebody can give you some examples, when somebody can give you some information, when somebody can give you some resources to allow you to not make the same mistakes, come on now. Let's go. I don't care nothing about what the society calls this day. Today is Winning Wednesday. We're going to win. We're going to win for the rest of the week. I got my mind right. I got my second win. I understand. Hey, finally, my God. It says, finally, you get it. It's not in your strength. It's not in you. Huh? It says, be strong in the Lord. Be strong in the Lord. Jero, stop trying to think it's about you. Stop thinking that you can actually do this on your own. Stop thinking that you can do this. It's the Christ that lives in you that gives you the ability to do all of the things that you do. I can do all things through what? Through Christ, who does what? Strengthens me. I'm trying to tell you, you can find scriptures that allow you to get strong, to allow you, to remind you that you have authority. You have some power. The Christ that lives in you, you have access to power. I tell my athletes, man, you got more power than you even can imagine. God has given you this gift, so he's giving you some power to endure to the end. He's not living in you so for you to fail. No, he didn't do that. No. You got to understand that he's defeated the enemy. The enemy is a defeated foe. He's running around here trying to distract people. He can't win. He's already lost. You wake up as a winner. You wake up as a winner. You already have victory. We won. Jesus Christ has given us the ability to win, to walk and win. I'm more than a conqueror. Huh? So this Wednesday, this day, it's all about knowing I already won. If I woke up, hey, check this out. When you open your eyes, and see the day that God has made. That's why you got to start rejoicing, because you should know you already won. You already, listen, man, when the clock starts ticking down and you know you won, do you see the celebration of the people on the team? Even the people in the stands start celebrating. Why? They celebrating the victory. So when you wake up in the morning, celebrate the victory. Why? Because you're living. You're able to see another day that the Lord has made. And now you're praising him in advance for the victory of the day. Come on, y'all. It's Winning Wednesday. Winning Wednesday. Let's win today. Let's win today. Come on. Declare you will be strong in the Lord. Come on now. Be strong in the Lord. It says, and in his mighty power. Not only be strong, but it says mighty power, in his mighty power. So not only are you being strong, but you get to operate in a mighty power. Oh, man, come on. That's that Jesus that lives in me. That's that Jesus that lives in you. That's Jesus, Yeshua. Huh? The Son of God. Hey, y'all better understand who you are. You better understand what team you on. Man, this team don't take losses. We don't take losses. No, we give losses. We let the devil know, man, you are a defeated foe, man. Every time you come messing with me, you getting an L. He's taking an L. He's taking a loss. Let's go. I hope this thing motivated you today. I hope you're encouraged today. I hope you got your second win today. I hope God is literally, Jesus is really standing up in you today, allowing you to understand that because you woke up, you already won. Because you woke up this morning, you already won. Nobody should have to pump you up because you know how far you have come. You know that there's another day that God is giving you to practice this thing. So you should be excited about today. There's not a day that you should wake up and be gloomy. Not a day that you should wake up and feel like you can't do something. Especially when you know who lives in you. You know who's residing over you. You know who's the landlord over you. You know this. Step out of your carnal mindset. Step out of your flesh. Step out of your emotions. Step out of your feelings and recognize who lives in you. Come on, y'all. Today I'm winning. I want y'all to scream out today. I want you to put it in your loud voice. I don't care if you get into your car and you scream to yourself all the way to work. I'm winning. I'm the winner. I've already won. And you start dancing, put your praise music on, that music that make you just, yay, you in the car, you just dancing. Oh, you dancing. Why? You gonna dance all the way to work, huh? You gonna dance all the way to work. Why? Because you already know you won. Oh, they got a new dance. Yeah, I got a new dance. Because I now know I'm a winner. I know that I have victory every day that I wake up. Now I know that the Christ that lives in me, he not only lives inside of me, but he helps me to be stronger. You know what else he does? I'm operating in a mighty power. Listen, man, this ain't no game. This is real to us. So today, winning Wednesday, we're going to win. We're going to win. Put a new pep in your step. Come on now. Keep your head up. Put a new praise report on. Come on, get your worship on. While you in your car, you should be so excited. The people next to you should feel you should be so contagious that how you feel, it jumps into somebody else's car and they feeling contagious. Oh, they over there banging on their steering wheel. Why? Because they done got excited because they see you excited. You go to church, you go to work, and you step into your building. When you step in, the people feeling good. They were, oh, golly, it's a whole new wind that just came through here. Oh, it's a peace that comes through here. Oh, there's a joy that came through here. Oh, Lordy. Come on, y'all. I hope this thing pumped you up. I'm excited. I just want to go and run. I'm excited. Oh, I got a whole new outlook. Now I know, because I used to get out of bed and be like, Lord, you said the steps of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord. I said, yes. But today, I got a new. I open my eyes and hell is terrorized. Ha! That man knowing who he is, that woman knowing who she is. Oh, my God, what's getting ready to happen? We getting ready to terrorize the devil today. Yeah, get your praise on. Get your worship on. Let this day be a day that you'll be a blessing to others. And when I say be a blessing to others, whatever God shows you, whatever God tells you to do, you just do it. Whatever it is, you just actually do it. Don't hesitate. Don't question it. Just do it, because God is getting ready to open up some doors that no man can close. God is getting ready to shake some things off of you that you've been holding on for so long. Some things that your eyes couldn't even see, God is allowing you to see it now. For some things that you just been hearing, but you just could not comprehend what you was actually hearing. But God is getting ready to make everything. You're getting ready to see this thing, hear this thing, and know this thing. You're about to have a clear understanding of what God is talking about. Yes, yes, yes. That's right. Yes, yes. Today, 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 today. Come on, God. Show up. Show up and show out. Show up and show out. Commit yourself unto the Lord. Listen, lean, rely, and trust in God. Lean, rely, and trust in God. Lean, rely, and trust in God. I'm going to keep saying it until you understand it, because this is what we got to know. If you lean, rely, and trust in God, day by day, situation by situation, you'll get better, because it's not about you. It's all about God. Oh, oh, oh. It's not about you. It's about the Jesus that lives in you. It's not about you. It's about who God's entrusting you with. Oh, come on now. You got to catch that part. Catch that part. Stop being selfish and know that you're a team player. Amen. Amen. Have a blessed day. And remember, day by day, situation by situation, we get better. We get better. So today, we got better. Have a blessed day.
Well, thank you for joining me today on the Priest, Prophet, and King podcast. I hope this message has inspired you to understand and walk in your biblical role of a PPK in your family and community. Men, if you need strategies to help you navigate through hard places in your life,
join me Monday and Wednesday at 8 a.m. for PPK Podcast, The Making of a Kingdom Man,
where men from all over the world come to talk strategies with the Word of God being our foundation. You can go to our website, ppkglobal.org, for more information. If you need accountability, training, and mentoring, check out our King's Army, training men to walk in their divine position as heads of the family, God's way. Listen, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast of your favorite platform so you never miss an episode. I would love to hear from you, so please leave me a review and send me your thoughts and questions. You can also follow me on Facebook, PPK, Priest, Prophet, and King, IG, PPK Global, Spotify, Apple Music, for more updates and information. I will be back next week with more insight into the recipe of a kingdom man. Until then, remember, day by day, situation by situation, we have to get better. I pray you continue to be blessed in your journey as a priest, prophet, and king. See you next week.